This is the Hunter's Field Anomaly Report.
Data collection is going, well, not as smoothly as I had hoped. Officer Griffiths remains either unwilling or unable to speak of his experience. Commander Chambers is also unable to communicate what happened, though not for lack of trying. Every time she tries to explain, her narrative becomes disjointed and nonsensical. I can't make heads or tails of it. The one true lesson I believe we have definitively learned that we are not prepared for what is behind these doors. However, we cannot stay here forever, stuck in this limbo. There is no going around this problem, only through it. I am firm in my assertion that neither Officer Griffiths nor Commander Chambers be permitted to do any kind of taxing work, much less go through a door again, until they are fully recovered. Commander Chambers speaks of, voices. Though I feel Officer Murden's delivery of their theory was certainly tactless, I cannot in good conscience deny it entirely. It may very well be that there is something incomprehensible behind each and every one of these doors. There may be something that human senses are not designed to perceive. Perhaps something quietly hostile. Something that keeps us alive out here in this hallway for no purpose other than to witness our suffering. Or perhaps we are all just terribly stressed, and that's making everyone paranoid. I'm not entirely sure which is worse. Morale among Officer Mertens and Officer Bolton is somehow just the same as always. They appear to be too busy with their constant bickering to process the gravity of our own situation. For now, I will let them bicker. I'm not sure exactly how this dynamic was established between them, but their fighting is almost playful. Whatever keeps them sane, I suppose. My thoughts keep returning to the doors closing on their own. That is the one thing that convinces me there is something greater than our struggling psyches at work here. It's been a long time since I thought about God in any positive terms. If this presence is God, then he is just as cruel as I thought. If it is something else, then I pray God can show us some mercy and help us out of this mess. But I'm getting too wrapped up in my own head. We are here to do a job, and while we are here, we should do it as well as we can. Even if we don't make it out of here, at least our stories might, thanks to Officer Bolton.
What?
Max, how long have you been listening?
Only a second. I heard my name.
I was just mentioning how you're an underappreciated member of this team.
Well, thanks, Audrey. I don't do that much if we're being perfectly honest.
You do plenty.
Not compared to everyone else. You've been keeping us all healthy. Charlie's been fiddling around with instruments that, well, who knows what they do. Fia, Commander Chambers leads, and Brennan keeps us all safe. I just hang around with notepads and voice recorders and ask dumb questions.
Your questions aren't dumb.
Don't pull the whole no such thing as a stupid question, because everybody knows that's not true.
That's not what I said. I said your questions aren't dumb.
Thanks. You'd be probably the first one to think so. You know, I once got kicked out of a lecture in college for asking too many questions.
Sounds like a terrible professor.
I kind of deserved it. I've always been like that.
Inquisitive?
More like annoying. Oh! Brennan, I thought you were resting.
He should be. Go lie back down, Officer Griffiths.
No need. Not tired.
Brennan, are you all right? You don't look so—
No! No, Max, I'm not fucking all right. Shut up!
I didn't say—
Officer Griffiths, compose yourself.
You didn't— then— I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me. I just...
Likely stress and lack of rest. Go lie back down, please.
No. No, I have to.
Have to what?
There's just something I have to do.
It can wait. Go lie down. Now.
Fine. I'll be fine. I am fine.
Is he...
He'll be all right. Just needs to take some time.
Are you sure?
What's going on? I heard shouting.
Nothing that you need to be concerned about.
Why was Brennan yelling?
Officer Mertens, it really is not any of your business.
Sorry.
Whoa.
What?
Nothing. I just don't think I've ever heard you say that word before.
Fuck off, Max.
How are you doing, Officer Mertens?
Bored, to be honest.
You haven't, come up with any great discoveries for the advancement of science lately?
No. As far as I can tell, this space functions just like the normal world. Well, except that we don't go hungry for some reason, and that nothing here should logically exist, and nothing makes any sense, so really, this is nothing like the outside world. How the hell am I meant to explain that scientifically?
Don't look at me. I was a communications and English major. I don't know anything beyond the basic training for the HFAR project and a bit of astronomy.
Some things are unexplainable.
Everything has an explanation. Some explanations are just buried deeper than others.
What happened to Brennan and Fia in there? Explain that.
That's the deepest buried explanation yet, and we're playing with garden trowels.
Didn't know you were a poet.
I'm not.
I think you're a secret poet. Don't you, Audrey? I think they're a secret poet.
You think I'd waste my time on limericks?
I don't know. You're very secretive. Maybe, while we think you're tinkering with test tubes, you're actually composing sonnets.
If you think I'd ever do anything like that, you're gravely misinformed. If you ever see me writing a sonnet, someone's killed me and made a replacement.
I'll keep that in mind. You too. Make sure you get some rest soon as well. We'll want to have a meeting soon to regroup and talk about what we should do going forward. I've got to go check on Commander and Officer Griffiths.
I'll come with. If they have anything more to say, I want it on record.
No questions. Let them rest.
I won't ask them anything. I just want to be there in case they remember anything new.
Very well.
I take it I'm still banned due to lack of tact.
Not banned, Officer Mertens. You're welcome to join so long as you can behave yourself.
I'll pass.
That's probably for the best.
That's probably for the best.
Let's go. How are you two feeling?
Better than before.
Officer Griffiths? Officer Griffiths? Officer Griffiths, are you all right?
Brennan!
It's all right, Max. Give him a second. Brennan! Officer Griffiths, let go! No! Come in! You're going to!
Thank you for listening. The Hunter's Field Anomaly Report is a fiction podcast written by William R. Carrot. Our theme song was composed and performed by Alyssa Yelmgren. Maxine Bolton was played by Amy Ralston. Brennan Griffiths was played by Dylan Hittesdorf. Audrey Schaefer was played by Isabella Velez. Charlie Mertens was played by Elaine Gergoni. And Sophia Chambers was played by Grace McCormick.